One more time. Shandan Kwai La.
Once again, Merry Christmas.
Your Mandarin is great.
Yes, exactly. Very good.
The title of our sermon today is Don't Hang Up the Phone.
今天呢，我们正道的题目是呢，别挂断电话。
Our Bible text is Luke 3, verse 4.
圣经的经文呢，是路加福音第三章第四节。
The voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his way straight.
在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
The phone rings. I pick it up and I say hello, and then I hear a voice saying, How are you doing?
电话铃响了，我接起电话，喂，我听到一个声音对我说，你好吗？
And then I pause and I'm silent and I feel uncomfortable.And I wonder what they want because I do not recognize the voice.
我沉默了一会儿，感觉呢不是很舒服。我在想呢，他们要什么？因为呢，我没有听出对方的声音来。
Has this ever happened to you? Somebody calls you on the phone and you don't recognize their voice.
是不是你也有过这样的情况？有人打你的电话，你不明白啊，你听就是没有。听出他的声音来。
But another time the phone rings, and I hear a voice saying this, Hi, Bobby, this is Moose.
再有一次呢，我拿起电话，电话呢，对方响起了这样的声音说 Hey, Bobby, 这是 Moose.
And right away, I know who's calling, my old baseball buddy from the USA. I'm Bobby, and he's Moose.
我马上呢听出对方的声音来，这是我在美国的一个老朋友，我们一起打棒球，他的这个牧师的 Harold 牧师的名字叫 Bobby， 那个人的名字叫 Moose。
There are certain people whose voice, as soon as we hear it, we know exactly who it is。
有一些特定的人呢，我们很熟悉他们的声音。
Today on this Sunday in Advent.We have come together to listen to a voice.
今天呢，在这个降临期的主日呢，我们在此呢听一个声音。
A voice that St. Luke tells us is a voice calling in the wilderness.
一个路加告诉我们，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道路的声音。
And this voice says to each of us, prepare the way of the Lord.
这个声音告诉我们要预备主的道路。
This is the voice of John the Baptizer, and he has an important message to each of you. Don't hang up the phone.
这个声音呢是出自施洗约翰，他带给我们每一个人一个重要的信息，所以别挂断电话。
We know John the Baptizer as the man who came to prepare the people for the arrival of Jesus.
我们知道呢，约翰来呢是为耶稣基督准备道路。
We know his voice and we know his message.
我们知道他的声音，我们也知道他的信息。
John said, "Repent, prepare the way of the Lord."
约翰说呢，悔改，预备主的道路。
John was a voice calling them, saying, "Repent of your sins," and the people responded.
约翰呢是在告诉人们呢，从罪中悔改。人们呢也有适当的回应。
The Bible tells us that I'll read from the Bible. People went out to him from Jerusalem, from all Judea, the whole area of the Jordan. They confessed their sins and they were baptized by John in the Jordan River.
圣经呢在马太福音呢这样告诉我们说，耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里。承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
Please listen today to the voice of John the Baptizer. Don't hang up the phone. God is calling you today to repent.
所以请注意，这是 上帝对你的声音在呼吁你来悔改，不要挂断电话。
The biblical word repent means changing the direction you were going.
这个圣经中悔改的意思呢，是改变你行进的方向。
Genuine repentance includes both being sorry for your sin, but also changing your life.
真诚的悔改呢，包括对罪的痛悔，以及呢，对你生活习惯的改变，这两个方面。
The people who heard John the Baptizer calling to them were really hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit.
那时呢，听到约翰声音的人，实际上呢，他们听到的是圣灵对他们的呼喊。
And in repentance, John baptized them in what the Bible calls a baptism of repentance.
所以圣灵呢，将他们带到约翰的那个地方呢，啊，这个圣经说这样的洗礼是悔改的洗礼。
Even as John the Baptizer called the people to come to repentance then, God is calling you today to hear his word.And if you have not yet been, to be baptized.
正如的这个当时呢，圣灵带领人们到约翰那里听上帝的道，并且接受洗礼时候一样呢，今天呢，同样圣灵也是带领你来到教会听上帝的话语，并且如果你还没有受洗的话，上帝在呼喊你。
If any of you here today have not been instructed in the Christian faith,Or you have not been baptized, please speak to Pastor Chung and I, and we will help you.
如果呢你还没有接受洗礼，如果还没有接受基本教义的教导，我们很高兴你可以来与我或者 Pastor Harold 我们一起来讨论学习这些真理。
As we hear God's word in this holy place, our faith is being strengthened.Our faith is strengthened in our Savior. And the Bible says then God no longer condemns us because of our sin.
所以通过呢，我们不断地在这里聆听上帝的话，我们的信心被建立，被坚固，我们对主的信靠也不断地增加。因为呢，耶稣呢，天父上帝不再定我们的罪，因为我们的罪来谴责我们。圣经说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
And St. Paul puts it this way in Romans 8, verse 1. Listen, the phone is for you. Listen to what God says. It says, there is now, therefore, no condemnation for you who have faith in Christ Jesus.
请听这个信息是给你的，这个电话是为了你的。在罗马书八章一节，圣保罗就这样说。那些在基督耶稣里的就不被定罪了。
Even in today's children's program, we are talking about, look, the cross of Jesus.
就是在我们今天的少年儿童的这个节目当中呢，我们也在讲的是我们的主耶稣基督。
For the Christian, it is all about the cross of Jesus.
对于基督徒来讲，所有的一切都是关于耶稣基督的十字架。
Now, of course, this time of the year, we're all thinking about Christmas and Jesus' birth. But the very reason for Christmas is the cross.
当然了，在这个时候，我们在迎接圣诞节，我们在讲思想。这个圣诞节，但是我们要知道，圣诞节的真正的原因是耶稣的十字架。
Jesus was born a baby in the Bethlehem's manger, so that he could lay down his life for you and me.
耶稣呢，在伯利恒小城的马槽里降生呢，他之所以这样，因为他为了可以献出他的生命。
Jesus was born on Christmas Day that he might be our Savior.
耶稣呢，降生在圣诞节那一天，他这样做是为了成为我们的救主。
Christmas without the cross really means little or nothing.
圣诞节呢，如果没有十字架呢，可以说意义很小，甚至毫无意义。
The voice of John the Baptizer. Do you still have your phone? He's calling for you. The voice of John the Baptizer tells us today, the best way to get ready for Christmas is to repent of our sins.
你还在线上吗？今天呢，施洗约翰的声音告诉我们，准备圣诞节的最好的方法是什么呢？就是悔改我们的罪。
Listen what happens in Luke chapter 3 when John calls the people to repent.
我们仔细听，在路加福音第三章，当这个施洗约翰呼吁人们悔改的时候，那人们是怎么样的一个反应？
In verse 10, the crowds asked him, "What shall we do?"
在第十节，那众人就问他，说这样我们当做什么呢？
In verse 12, the tax collectors asked him, "What shall we do?"
十二节呢，又有税吏要到他那个地方去，他说我们要能做什么？
In verse 14, the Roman soldiers asked him,What shall we do?
在十四节呢，这个罗马的士兵也来说，我们当做什么呢？
And Jesus and John said to all of them, "Bear the fruits of repentance."
那约翰呢，就告诉他们所有的这些人，他说呢，要结出与悔改的心相称的果子来。
Are you still listening to the phone?
是不是还在？听电话呢？
God is calling to you.
上帝在呼唤你，呼叫你。
And he's telling us today there are two important principles about repentance.
今天呢，他给我们带来的声音是在我们的悔改的心与悔改的心相称的果子呢，有两个基本的原则。
Principle number one, turn away from the sin you are repenting of.
原则之一呢，就是从你自己悔改的罪中呢离开。
To the people in his day who were greedy and selfish, John said, "Give clothing and food to those who are in need."
对那个时代呢，这个贪婪和自私的人呢，约翰说呢，说将衣服和食物呢分给有需要的人。
To the woman caught in adultery, Jesus said, "Go now and leave your life of sin."
对那个淫乱的妇女呢，耶稣说：“去吧，脱离你生活中的罪。”
My friends, again, the phone is for you.
我的朋友，再说一次，这个电话是给你的。
Ask yourself today, what is the sin you need to repent of?
今天呢，问问你自己，是什么样的罪你今天需要悔改呢？
If it is anger,And holding on to a grudge, then forgiveness is in order.
如果是愤怒并且由此产生的怨恨呢，那就要去原谅。
If it is neglecting your children or your parents, then giving them your time and your affection is in order.
如果是忽略了你的孩子或者是你的父母呢，那你就去多给他们一些时间，多给他们一些体贴和关爱。
If it is neglecting God in His Word, then a change in your weekly priorities is in order.
那如果是呢，轻忽了上帝的话语，上帝的真理，那就怎么样呢？去改变你每一周的这样的生活的先后的次序。
The first principle of repentance is turning away from the sin you are repenting of.
所以悔改的这个第一个原则呢，就是从你自己悔过的这个罪当中离开。
And principle number two.
现在我们讲这个原则二。
Restore. Are you hearing the phone? Restore, if possible, what your sin has ruined.
你是不是还正在还继续在听？如果有可能的话，这个原则二呢，就是去修复那些被罪破坏的那些情况，那些东西。
In Luke chapter 19, we meet a tax collector named Zacchaeus. He was a rich tax collector that stole people's money.
在这个路加福音十九章呢，我们看到一个很富有的税吏，他的名字叫撒该，他讹诈了许多人的钱，他很富有。
But he came to faith in Jesus and he repented.
但是他信了耶稣之后呢，他悔改了。
Now listen to what he said to Jesus.
听他对耶稣 讲的是什么。
Zacchaeus said, Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody of anything, I will pay them back four times what I cheated them.
撒该说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我如果讹诈了谁呢，我就还他四倍。
Today, as you pick up that phone and listen to God calling to you, ask yourself, what sinned, ruined situation do I need to restore?
今天呢，在你接起上帝给你的电话，你想一想什么样的这个被罪毁坏了的关系呢？这种情况，你需要去修补。
It is not too late to restore that which sin has ruined.
现在你去修补这样被罪被毁坏的关系呢，并不迟。
Your Lord Jesus Christ will strengthen you for this holy task.
你的主，我们的神耶稣呢，会给你力量去完成这项圣洁的工作。
Dear Christian, make that first step.No matter how small that step may be.
亲爱的朋友，去做第一步，去做如果是哪怕是很小的一步，你要先去做。
Make that phone call.
打那个电话。
Write that letter or email.
写一个信或发一个邮件。
You deliver that bouquet of flowers.
或者你去送一束鲜花。
Take that walk and knock on the person's door.
去迈出那一步，去敲一敲对方的门。
If there's any way to begin to restore what sin has ruined, our Lord Jesus will strengthen you to do that.
如果有任何的办法，你去开始修复因你的罪而毁坏的这样的情况，这样的关系，主耶稣基督会给你力量。
And now we end this sermon.Where we began.
那我们现在呢？结束这个讲道呢，在我们开始的时候。
Sometimes I pick up the phone, and I hear a voice on the other end that says, doesn't say Pastor Harold, doesn't say Dr. Harold, doesn't say Stephen. If the voice on the other phone begins with these words, "Hello, may I speak with Mr. Harold?" then I'm not sure I want to talk to them.
有的时候呢，我接起电话呢，对方的声音呢，并没有说，哎，Harold 牧师或者 Harold 博士或者 Steven， 如果那个声音开始这样问候说，喂，Harold 先生，那个时候呢，我就确定我不太想接听这个电话，因为呢，很有可能对方呢是要卖我什么的。
If they just say, hello, may I speak with Mr. Harold, I'm pretty sure they want to sell me something, and I don't want to answer the phone.
所以就是因为呢，对方如果说 Harold 先生，我就想到呢，他们肯定是卖过什么东西，我就不想再继续接这个电话了。
But in today's sermon, the voice of John the Baptizer is calling out to you. Don't hang up the phone.The phone is for you.
但是呢，在今天呢，在这个正道当中呢，施洗约翰的声音是在呼唤你，在呼叫你，请不要挂断电话。
John the Baptizer speaks to each of us and says, "Repent of your sin, and see the wonderful difference it will make every day of your life."
约翰呢，在呼叫你和我，在告诉我们要天天的悔改，并且注意。这样的悔改将使你的生活发生奇妙的变化。
Dear Lord, make each of us here today your repentant and forgiven child, and then we will be ready for Christmas.
亲爱的主啊，使我们今天在这里的每一个人都为了你成为你来悔改我们自己，并成为被赦免的孩子，使我们准备好。我们耶稣基督在圣诞节的到来。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。